USA Radio News.
Senator John Kennedy stated that President Joe Biden's rebuke of Republicans and former President Donald Trump showed that age does not equal wisdom, and it was a missed opportunity.
His speech was a very cynical attempt to fill our heads with stupid. And number three, I thought to myself, what a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation, learning loss by our children, the mountains of fentanyl coming across the border killing our teenagers.
President Biden was doing an evening speech in Philadelphia Thursday when he mentioned MAGA Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Defense attorneys have concluded 2 weeks of testimony in the sentencing trial of the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz. Henderson Behavioral Health case manager Tiffany Forrest says back in 2013 when she visited the Cruz's home, it was chaotic at best and abusive at worst.
Going frequently, you could see that there was quite a bit of dysfunction.
The shooter was 14 and his widowed adoptive mother seemed overwhelmed raising the shooter and his younger brother, Zachary. The trial will be on hiatus until September 12th, but defense attorneys only need one juror to agree to life in prison over a death sentence. A death penalty verdict must be unanimous. New York City is suing Starbucks over allegations that the coffee corporation unlawfully fired a Queens barista who had been involved in unionization efforts. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you live in North Carolina or Mississippi and had your student loans forgiven, you will have to pay state taxes because they consider it taxable income. The student loan forgiveness plan, which will eliminate $10,000 from people who have outstanding federal student loans, is not taxed federally. At least 13 states have adopted Section 108 of the Internal Revenue Code, which states student loans forgiven between 2015 and 2021 are not taxable income. The Tax Foundation noted that several states, including California, New York, and Hawaii, have already announced that they will not levy state taxes on any canceled student loan debt. However, residents in several other states, such as Arkansas, may also be on the hook for the taxes unless state legislators act to exempt canceled student loans. Oscar-winning actress and activist Jane Fonda announced that she has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatments for the past 6 months. This is all according to an Instagram post the 84-year-old wrote that the illness is, quote, a very treatable cancer, noting that 80% of people survive, so she feels very lucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.